I am going to conduct an interview with Mr. Dennis Lansbury, who was involved in the Vietnam War. This is a part of my HSC Australian History option, recorded on the 8th of September at Mr. Lansbury's house. Right, are you married?
Yes.
You are? Do you have children?
Yes, 4 children.
How long have you lived in Upper Beaconsfield?
13 years.
Were you living in Upper Beaconsfield at the time of the war?
No, no.
Right. Where were you living?
In, Brighton.
Were you a volunteer, or...?
National service. National serviceman.
How old were you when you went to Vietnam?
22.
How long did you serve?
A year, 13 months in Vietnam itself. 2 years altogether in national service.
Where were you postings in Vietnam?
Nui Dat, which is Phuc Thuy province, which is the northernmost part of the Australians' base. You know, it was given, allocated to them by the Americans. We had 2 bases in Vietnam. In South Vietnam, we had one at Vung Tao, which is in the southernmost part of Vietnam, and then Phuc Thuy province was further north, closer to the border, you know, North Vietnam. It wasn't that far up north, but it was a province that was given to us, or allocated to the Australians to protect and to clean up, and it was right on the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
What was your job there?
I was part of a reinforcement unit that was sent over to do various jobs. As directed, each day we got up and we were given a different task. You know, sometimes we were sent out in the bush for 2 or 3 weeks, and other times we were sent out with civil affairs units to protect the civil affairs units for NOAA, helping the South Vietnamese. It was all various types of jobs, driving jobs. Sometimes we were sent out to fire support bases to help set up fire support bases and protect them. Other times we did coordinate searches of villages and things like that. But many and varied, actually. It wasn't just patrolling. It was quite a various range of duties we had to do.
Were there any things you liked about Vietnam while you were there?
Yes, there was some aspects of it. The people, I enjoyed the people. It was a different, completely different culture. Some areas we went to, they were very primitive, very natural people, you know. They relied on the natural resources of the land, growing rice and things like that. The whole culture was totally different to Australian lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Were there anything you disliked about Vietnam?
The war itself.
The war. Were you involved in any battles?
Yes, quite a few. Yeah.
Were you in favour of the war before you went?
I believe that our government knew what they were doing. I believed at the time, and I still do in a lot of respects, that we were fighting communism, and that these people had to be stopped somewhere. But as it turns out, the Australian approach to it, or the military approach to it, wasn't quite right when you look back on it now. But no, I believed in it at the time, and I still do believe that it was necessary.
And what were your feelings towards the Vietnamese?
I like the Vietnamese, I still do. I think that they've had a pretty hard life, the ones that I knew, and I think the people were no different to us. They, you know, they enjoyed life as much as they could, and they had a right to live and enjoy that life as best they could, you know, without outside interference. But I know I like the Vietnamese people. I still do.
So you had a lot of contact with them?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We used to go out, you know, to villages and spend a lot of time with the village people. We used to go up into the mountains, in the long high mountains, where we dealt with what they call the Montagnard, or the mountain. What did they call the mountain people? I think the Montagnards, anyway, was their name. And they were very primitive people. They lived in the mountains, very isolated from the from people dead in the cities, but they never communicated or travelled to the city very rarely.
Has your health been affected in any way, either or?
Well, that's something we'll never know, really, unless that's a very complex argument. It turns out now that the Monsanto chemical company in the USA committed fraud in as much as they concealed surveys and scientific studies, etc., of people affected in the States by these chemicals, and they covered up. There's been a big cover-up over it. I'd like to get to the bottom of it. As you know, I've got a daughter, Jade, that suffers from spina bifida, which is one of the most commonest defects in children of Vietnam veterans. But, I'd like to know. I'm not concerned about... Well, I am concerned about her and financially how she's going to look after herself if anything ever happens to us. And if there is a basis there for a claim, well, I think that we should be entitled to something instead of being covered up. And it turns out there was a thing on Nationwide there a few weeks ago where they found there's been a big cover-up with it, with the Monsanto chemical company. We had a big inquiry here, and the judge sitting at the time was told lies. He believed the chemical company handed down a verdict that there was no association between Agent Orange and Vietnam veterans, which I don't believe. I think it's been recovered. But that way, in health-wise, yes, there's been a lot of my mates that have had health problems, psychological problems, cancers, all types of things, because we were... You know, one example I can give, the best example I can give, is that we had big water tanks over there that we used to drink from and shower from and everything else. Now, we just had planes flying over all the time, dropping chemicals, depending on which way the wind was blowing on that particular day. Now, none of those water, I think used to hold about 500 gallons, none of those had covers on them. So all those chemicals that are floating around the air are landing in that water, and you're all drinking that water, because you drink a lot of water over there. I mean, that's just one example. I could go on and on. Health problems, I think there is something there, but we've got to get to the bottom of it.
So did you have any close friends that were fighting with you in Vietnam?
Yes.
That you went over with?
Yeah. We lost a couple of friends.
What did you feel like when the Vietnam fell to the communists?
Disappointed. Disheartened. I won't even accept today that we lost the war. We lost the war politically. We didn't lose it through our inability to combat the North Vietnamese. We lost it because it was a political... became a very strong political war. It was a press war. The press controlled the people's thinking in Australia. You had people like Dr. Cairns, who became Deputy Prime Minister, sending money to the North Vietnamese, being a socialist. And I think if you look at those aspects, you've got to look at the whole, complete overview of the whole situation. Yes, I was disheartened when they threw us all down.
And what did you think of the anti-Vietnam movement in Australia while you were fighting for Australia in Vietnam?
At the time, when I was in Vietnam, I was hoping they'd do something so I could get out of it quicker. But it wasn't to be. I still believe the problems could have probably been solved around the table without going overseas, such as they're doing in Saudi Arabia today, I think. If you can prevent people from dying, I don't believe I'm more dead against people dying because you only put on this earth once. And I think that if you can solve it around the table and talk about it rather than go in for troops and prove who's the strongest, all the better.
So if you had your time over again, would you go to Vietnam again?
Yes, I think I would. I'd go back again, but I'd be a bit wary next time. I'd make sure I got into the job where I wasn't so so far, you know, in the front lawn, so much in the front lawn. I'd be looking for a little cushy job somewhere in an office in Saigon.
That's all.